election. So thank you all. Have a great Labor Day. And again, this is KBOO 90.7, Fifth Monday Labor Radio. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Tony Ozier and the Doodoo Funk All-Stars are teaming up with Cable Community Radio and Audio Globe for another installment of the Dookie Jam. That's September 1st at 10 p.m. at Dante's at 350 West Burnside in downtown Portland. Audio Globe is an audiovisual recording company that specializes in high-fidelity capture and streaming services, providing global reach to regional and national artists on audioglobe.com. The Dookie Jam brings together some of the region's best funk, soul, rock, R&B, and jazz musicians to jam one night a month live at Dante's. The Dookie Jam is happening September 1st, 10 p.m., and we'll be streaming live on KBOO.FM and AudioGlobe.com.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring. We are seeking a full-time AM News and Public Affairs Director. Applications are due by 4 p.m. Friday, September 2nd, at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Applications may also be emailed. Send them to hiring@kboo.org. To apply, please send both a resume and a cover letter outlining your skills and experience with regard to the minimum qualifications. And please answer the question, why is KBOO important? For more information and a full job description, go to kboo.fm/AM News. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Again, that's kboo.fm/AM News. And thank you.
The time is 6:31. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Prison Pipeline. Good evening, greetings, and welcome to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. This evening, we are talking about two very important topics within the spectrum of prison justice, or injustice, if you will. Those two things being the struggle for the political prisoner and prisoner of war, Leonard Peltier. And the other issue is the remembrance and giving reverence to Attica Day, the Attica prison rebellion that took place in Attica, New York, and commemorating that now in 2016 with a new movement that's called September 9th. And some folks in town might be seeing flyers around for that, and we'll talk a little bit about upcoming events that will relate to that. But first, we are going to talk about Leonard Peltier, and we We're planned on having Chauncey Peltier with us. It looks like he might not make it this evening and sends his regards. But, of course, KBOO, we've always tried to support the struggle for Leonard Peltier as much as we can. We've had Chauncey on many times. And one of our guests this evening is Chris Francisco. And Chris is a KBOO volunteer, long-term member of the Portland community and many other communities. I remember we met, I think, even at PSU, Native American Center, some years ago, working on different projects then. And so, Chris, can you talk a little bit about your experience going on the Freedom Ride and maybe just give a brief kind of blurb on what the Freedom Ride was since Chauncey's not here?
Yate. This is Greg, Chris Francisco. We started off from Banks, Oregon, and we took off, and we ended up in D.C. We went through, like, several states, and my experience of being on that ride was very good. We, for KBOO, I was interviewing, like, the people that were on the ride and shooting a little bit of video, and you can find that on Human Beings with Five Fingers on KBOO Radio Community Access, you know, KBOO Radio. And it was more or less just, you know, us driving most of the time, you know, because it was a clemency ride for Leonard Peltier. So we stopped in the evening. We drove like about 5 hours, and it was like a lot of stops and stuff, you know, restrooms, food, and in the evenings, you know, we camped in, and a lot of mosquitoes, and just enduring the ride, enduring, you know, sacrificing our time and energy, and really be in prayer for Leonard Peltier, who's been incarcerated over 40 years. And so I went with, I used to like set up tables at powwows and stuff 10 years ago. And I used to support Leonard Peltier that way, and just passing flyers out downtown, walking around. And so it was pretty much something I think all Native people are aware of, that back in 76 when that incident and jumping bull happened. And so they were all just trying to defend the land, defend the people. And, you know, these two FBIs came in on the land, and they started shooting away, and it spooked a lot of people, and there was women and children in the camp, and so they started firing back, and so it just started from all that. And they caught up to him in Canada after Myrtle Poor Bear, you know, the fabricated evidence, made her confess, you know, that she was his girlfriend, and she saw him shoot him. And so they brought him back, and once they got him in the hands of a United States Marshal, you know, he was pretty much stuck here. And then from that point on, they, you know, they incarcerated him, and he's still in there, and he's trying to, what we're trying to do on that ride was ask Obama for clemency for him. You know, he's 72, and he's a grandfather. He's a human being most of all. You know, he's been suffering there for a long time for, you know, the same thing we do here at KBOO. You know, we're all fighting for land and clean water and clean air and rights of prisoners and rights for the homeless and, you know, the union and all this. So it basically is we're all just fighting for human rights, and that's what he was doing, fighting for human rights for Native people. And, you know, and I don't think they don't want people doing that. They don't want people standing up to the government. They don't want people to speak the truth. So, you know, they lock you up if you do.
Mm-hmm. Right, Leonard being one of the long-term models of that. And we really appreciate that you were able to go there and be able to report back too. So really appreciate you being here. Looks like we got Chauncey on the phone. Okay. Chauncey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad.
Right on. Hey, we were just talking about the Freedom Ride. Can you tell us about how you organized it and what that looked like? What did that entail? I know, gosh, you were working your butt off for months on end putting this thing together. So what did all that entail? What did you need to do?
Well, first it was figuring out the route. Though, first of all, I started out trying to build a website, mm-hmm. which took a little while, took a few different tries, a few different web people. I actually got a decent website going finally. And then I had to start raising some funding for it, which it's all quite a bit of work, you know. Mm-hmm. Time you advertise it, campaign it, and all that. It's actually a lot to it, you know. Scheduling that many, you know, that many stops and all that was a job. It didn't go quite as smooth as I thought it would, but you know, it's all a lesson learned. We'll know on the next go around. We'll know from the mistakes that we made on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, campaigning wise, I think it went pretty good myself. With the guys, the supporters that built, helped paint the trailer, did the murals for the trailer. The Ira coin for doing the artwork on the bike. That got a lot of people's attention when we come out of the stores, the gas stations. Seemed a lot of people mm-hmm. Liked it. Driving down the road, we could see people looking at it and picking up their phones, giving thumbs up. Campaign-wise, I think it went pretty good.
Yeah, I wish...
A lot of people. I wish
our listeners could see the artwork on the bike and the truck. And I can barely envision it myself. Can you talk a little bit about that? Maybe just try to describe it for our listeners. What were the images on there, and what did it say? Because it was really, really amazing artwork that's on there.
Yeah, one side was a big old dream catcher wheel with a bunch of eagle feathers around it. On one side of the dream catcher was Leonard, and he was in black and white, and he was standing behind bars. And then on the other side of the Dreamcatcher was a chief-type, elder-type person. And I know it was just kind of like a, you know, wishing Leonard freedom and a chance at a free life at some time. That's, you know, way the artist explained it. It sure got a lot of people's attention. They sure mm-hmm. liked it. The other side was... a horse with some teepees and just some artwork from another artist. They both said Free Leonard Peltier on there. One had Peltier art on it. The other one, we didn't put nothing on it. The inner side of the boards, we had PeltierJustice.com. And we could see a lot of people picking up phones and Googling that along the way. At least I noticed a lot of people. That's mm-hmm. first ride right. around the trailer and the bike, I've seen people not noticing the murals until they got right up there. So that's when we came up with the idea of putting right. Peltier Justice and Freelander mm-hmm. Peltier on the inside of those boards. And then that's when the rubbernecking started happening.
Uh-huh.
People would see that as they were coming up to it, and they'd see it and they'd really notice it then.
Right.
There's
a lot of interesting art.
Came out pretty good like that. Campaign wise
mm-hmm.
I think we all had fun. There's a lot of good supporters out there. We had an elder three generation women caught up with us over there. I wanted to say over there by Illinois when the trip was about done. They said they had car trouble. They caught up with us and rode with us, three generation women, elder mother and a granddaughter. And yeah, I don't know. I we had a lot of fun. We educated a lot of people along the way, and it was campaigning-wise really good. Yeah.
Well, Chauncey, you have Leonard's art kind of all over the place now. Places like Olympia, Washington, where there's at least three sites, so correct me if I'm wrong, but at least three sites, two with the co-ops up there, and one is at the Artesian Well downtown Olympia, Washington, where there are mural projects that have taken place with beautiful renditions of Leonard's art. Obviously, you have it on the trucks, and so you're making a lot of headway that way. What are some other opportunities for folks to check out the art, whether it's physically or online, and moving forward, what are you doing with the art now? Because you're always doing so many cool events featuring the art. What's the next thing, or are you kind of going to chill for a minute since you just did all this work with the whole trek across the East Coast?
This Friday I will be down at the Portland Courthouse Pioneer Square, starting from 10:30 till sundown. I'll be bringing the trailer down there. We're going to be setting it up like a stage. We'll have the murals there. We're going to have a few guest speakers. I got three big drums that are supposed to show up. We'll have a vendor booth there with Leonard's art, literature, petitions to sign, and just people there. People more than welcome to come and talk about Standing Rock too. There, this is we support Standing Rock. We're right behind them 150%. So we planned it for Leonard, but a lot of this Standing Rock issue comes up too. Mm-hmm. So we support that, and anybody wants to come and speak about that, they're more than welcome to. And
great.
We'll just be there campaigning for Leonard and supporting Standing Rock.
For folks just tuning in, you're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We're here with Chauncey Peltier and Chris Francisco, who also went on the Freedom Ride from all the way from Oregon to Washington, D.C., with a large caravan, and Chauncey was riding a magnificent bike with some beautiful artwork the whole time as well. And that was to, again, gain recognition, more recognition about political prisoner Leonard Peltier, who folks listening to this program have heard probably much about. And again, it relates to so much struggle all over the world, and of course in that region, and there's things that are still continuing to happen in Lakota territory there. As Chauncey mentioned, Chris, could you maybe talk a little bit about what's going on right now on the ground and how that relates, to Leonard's case and kind of other recent things in today's politics?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with Native people, what Leonard's going through, all the injustices, not following, the asking the tribes to, sit at the table with them. They're not inviting them, and so therefore you got what you have now with the Army Corps of Engineers. They, from another YouTube posting I listened to, it was America Calling from Albuquerque. There's this one guy, he got up and he called in, and he said that he went there one time and the Army Corps engineer just basically told him, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They didn't say, they didn't really ask the tribes. Mm-hmm. They just pretty much just railroaded over them. So it's been like that with almost all Native issues. You have the BIA, the mm-hmm. Bureau of Indian Affairs, and I think Obama tried to bring people together. He was there at Standing Rock, hanging around with the kids and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So those same kids, they ran to Washington to see him again, but they never got a chance to see him, but they made a video and it's out on Facebook. And they were, saying that we want you to stop the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think Native people, we've been pretty much swept underneath the rug on a lot of issues. We're not really sitting at the table, like we're supposed to. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what is going to come out of this, the treaty rights.
Right.
Of Native people, I think they're really, the international community, I think will really understand that, you know, and even our own selves as Native people, you know, what does sovereignty mean to us? You know, mm-hmm. what does it really mean? And is it quasi, you know, just a little bit of whenever they want, like, to give us sovereignty? Well, is that the only time we have sovereignty? You know, those things are, have to be asked, those questions in the international mm-hmm. court. And I think they're going to start talking about the papal bull that's mm-hmm. sitting in Rome, you know.
Right.
All those, you know, in the doctrine of discovery, all that stuff is going to have to come out. And I think the United States is, it's time that they stand up, you know, like, to really all the atrocities and all the things that they've done to Native people. And also to our brother Leonard, who hasn't really had a fair trial. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to be coming up too. And we're also going to wave the banner, Free Leonard Peltier, when we get to Standing Rock.
And right on.
Yeah.
That's great. It seems like, you know, all those projects are so connected in the way that they're like these colonial projects, that whether it's a Keystone thing, whether they're building a new dam, whether they're building a new prison, right? It's all on Native land. They're all technically, these are all like neo-colonial or colonial, you know, projects. On that note, how do you see that connecting to kind of the whole prison piece? And there's this national prisoner strike coming up. Where do you see connections there?
I think it's time the corporation is going to have to stand up also to all the stuff that they're doing, you know, like the private mm-hmm. prisons, and you know how they're mm-hmm. slaving, paying slave wages, and how they're, you know, attacking the poor people and putting them in jail, you mm-hmm. know, and how they're just their rights are taken away from them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the whole world is now waking up to, like, a lot of death. I think through social media and people like yourself and Chauncey, you know, like bringing up all these things and mm-hmm. addressing these things and making aware of what's really going on out there. You know, the 1%, right. Of course, everybody knows about the 1% making all the money, and then comes down, you know, like the poor people, there's no longer middle class, there's only the rich and the mm-hmm. poor, and it's coming down to that. People, I think they're all going to become aware pretty soon, you know, if we yeah. keep fighting, keep not giving right. up, and just keep getting out there through the radio, through the media. And I think it's all going to play out. People, you know, I think it's just like the fake system's going to go down, and a new one's going to mm-hmm. have to come up again.
Right, you know? Right. And meanwhile, we have millions of people that are just sitting, languishing, in prison, you know, lack of good educational programs, lack of good food, lack of health care, all these kind of things come together. And then when somebody is aging, like Leonard, then really it's the, you know, it really tops it off, right? And on that note, when we talk about prisoners' health, Chauncey, can you talk about how Leonard's doing currently? Was the last time you got to talk to him or write to him or anything like that? I think you had a recent visit, right?
No, it's going on like 4 months.
Okay.
Since I've been in to visit him. It's not longer, just been busy. My cousin Carrie Ann said it, she went in there about a month ago and said he was feeling all right. The aneurysm had grown a little bit, but not enough for them to want to take him and do operation on that aneurysm yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a very rough place. He's in a maximum security prison at 71 years old, and they're constantly going in lockdown with the his diabetes. It's not always you know, good for somebody with diabetes in there. When they're lockdown, they'll feed him through the door, and a lot of times you can't pick and choose your food for that, for the diabetes. So you know, other than that, his health is very good. It's mm-hmm. yeah, it's you know, he's got to get out and get some good medical attention, so maybe he can live a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that aneurysm, those are killing people every day.
Right.
Main thing that's got me worried now so far is that aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
But all we can hope for is the best on this clemency, and we need everybody and anybody we can to call and write that White House.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a big push on that. We got to start a the tsunami wave. We got to get the supporters to start calling and writing letters to the White House. That's what it's going to take. If he ever was a supporter, we need you now. This is Leonard's last chance.
Chauncey, Obama. can you give...
If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Obama.
Can you give those the links to where people should go to find this stuff out?
Yeah, go to whoisleonardpeltier.info. They got an online petition there. Any support groups that are coming up. Basically an encyclopedia about Leonard's whole history right there. Whoisleonardpeltier.info. Events, it's all right there. Events coming up, the trial, the files, it's all right there.
And you also have Peltier Justice now, too.
Yeah, I do Peltier Justice for a lot of events I do, so I can do my own fundraising and get my own events going and doing stuff. Like we're putting up, Peltier Justice is doing the, September 2nd down at Courthouse Pioneer Square. That's me and a lot of supporters that want to been helping me support Leonard, been helping me set a lot of this up. I can't do what I've been doing without these supporters. You supporters are the ones that kept Leonard going all this time, kept him strong in spirit. And I thank you guys for that, and I thank you guys for all the help you guys been giving me.
Of course.
We've got about 5 months, and we need to really... really push the signatures, the letters, and attend any event. Show your support. This is the time for Leonard. That was last chance.
And that event is on September 2nd in Pioneer Square. And what are the times again from, you said 10 a.m.?
Yeah, 10:30 a.m. To dark. So we'll be down there with some speakers, some drums. Like I said, we'll have a vendor booth, information, and people are more than welcome to come and talk about Standing Rock. We got to support Standing Rock. They're the protectors of the earth. These guys ain't over there. They're just over there looking for trouble. They're over there protecting the earth.
Right.
You know, they're look what they're doing over there. The water's coming out flammable out of people's sinks. They're trying to save the water. The water is life to all of us. We need to support them. It don't matter what color you are. We all drink water. So we need to support Standing Rock. Everybody and anybody.
So be there Friday, September 2nd, Pioneer Square, from 10:30 a.m. till late. We'll be Chauncey Peltier and many others, musicians, talking about a lot of different issues, obviously clemency for Leonard, and making sure that people go to those websites. Again, you have whoisleonardpeltier.info, and we have peltierjustice.org, Chauncey?
Peltierjustice.com.
.com, okay, peltierjustice.com. Yeah. So those are some of the resources for checking stuff out around Leonard. Chris, do you have any events or anything you wanted to mention related to any of this?
No, I'm just like here supporting everything that's going on, you know, like water, earth, air, you know, fire, everything. I mean, it's happening all over the world. I mean, we have to stand in solidarity with each other. And Black Lives Matter, I guess they showed up in a Standing Rock too. So, you know, we support him here. I supported him here too.
Right
the,
on.
The Black Lives Matter, we went and marched on 82nd, and some people got arrested, and we seen the governor of Oregon that was there, and, you know, we shut down the town hall, and, you know, they took over, and he started talking about what Black Lives Matter, what it's about and stuff, and then the governor, he just walked off, and, you know, they ushered him out of there. Yeah, so I'm just here supporting everybody. Yeah. I think everybody's doing... A lot of things are happening, so...
Right. Like, the movements are coming together, and people are doing this cross-movement support, which is important, right? You had the indigenous struggle itself and the environmental movement trying to aid with that. Black Lives Matter's coming out. Here in Portland, Black Lives Matter, All African People's Revolutionary Party, Jericho Movement, the Portland Prison Divestment Coalition, Marilyn Buck Abolitionist Collective, Black Rose Anarchist Collective. I mean, there's so many groups in Las A, American Friends Service Committee. They're all coming together as we speak, you know, propping up, which is going to be a week from Chauncey's event. So, again, Friday, September 2nd, Pioneer Square, talking about Leonard, talking about Indigenous struggle. The next week, talking about pretty much the same thing, but with a different frame here, which is ending prison slavery on September 9th, commemorating Attica. So from Alabama to Oregon, prisoners are striking nationwide on September 9th to end prison slavery and white supremacy. So take the streets in solidarity. What's going on is people will be meeting at 2 p.m. in Chapman Square, downtown Portland. There's a teach-in with events and organizers speaking. At 3 p.m., the march will begin. And then people will reconvene at 6 p.m., noise demo in front of Justice Center. So there is a lot going on in the next couple of weeks, you know, and again, it's all connected. I mean, there's the prison pipeline, there's the Keystone pipeline, we got the other pipelines, right? And they all pretty much need to be destroyed, right? So we got to figure out what we can do and get everybody involved. So we're gonna close up here. Chauncey, thanks so much for being on tonight. We hope to get everybody out to see you on Friday, September 2nd at Pioneer Square from 10:30. Till late.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we'll
thank
see you
for
soon.
Having me.
All right, Chauncey. And
thank you, Chris, and thank you for what you do too, Chris.
I hope
you're a true supporter, brother. And
right on.
I was proud and honored to have you on the journey with me.
Thank you.
So, thank you very much,
brother.
Oh, all right.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Yeah, I'll see you soon. Night. Thanks, Chauncey. Chris, thanks again. I'll see you soon. You have been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Want to thank our guests again, Chauncey Peltier and Chris Francisco. Thanks to our amazing engineer here, Michael Fictalis, for helping to do all these special techie tricks here. Have a great evening. Free them all. We'll see you next week. Don't forget all these important events. September 2nd at Pioneer Square and September 9th commemorating Attica at Chapman Square, downtown Portland. Free them all.